This is William here. Welcome back. You may have noticed I have a different intro today, as in different sound music thing. It's just because I'm on browser rather than on the app. So I've sent a voice message if you preferred that to the old one. I don't know. I prefer the old one. Anyway, today I've got quite a short chapter, just a little 10.5 pages. Let's get into it. Chapter 11, Santoro. Santoro's boots clip Dev's heels all the way back to Zerigold's Salvace's antique shop. Dev, however, barely looked up from the path. He could only think of Mina. Zerigold waited for them outside. He squawked about work ethic and responsibility while handing Dev a bucket of soapy water and a sponge. Dev knelt down, picked up one of the many cheese-covered vases piled in the doorway, and started scrubbing it. Zerigold watched over him for a moment before clapping his hands together and smiling up at Santoro.
Oh, since you's here, Santoro, can I interest you in a new rapier sword? I know that them city youth guild swords are so flimsy for a considerable fighter such as yourself.
Zerigold hobbled back into his shop, clattering through crates and boxes. Santoro ignored him. Instead of pressing the tip of his boot into a small lump of cheese on the floor and smearing it into a... He missed a spot. He snarled. It was enough to snap Dev out of his thoughts. He felt his cheeks flush red.
I know it was you who gave Space Fleet those carrots back in the marketplace, and you did it because you knew Fervus would go for them. The washtopus was working fine until you sabotaged it.
He didn't wait for Santoro to respond.
You just wanted to see me fail, Dev muttered, scrubbing at the cheese.
You only ever want to see me fail. Also, if you hear me rustling like this, that's just my beanbag, because I'm sitting in a very comfortable beanbag. Beanbags are supreme.
What's all this?
Zerigold stepped over Dev, holding a large wooden chest. A long wooden casket.
Stop blaming your silly little inventions on other people, Dev. Ain't dignified. Look at your brother, see? Here, in all his finery, his polished tan boots, his glorious blue and white stripes of Eden across his tunic. And now look how smart he looks. How respectable. And then look at yous.
His wooden nose pointed at Dev. He has a wooden nose? Since when? He pointed at Dev.
Baggy trousers, scuffed knees, and your helmet. All bits falling out of it. I mean, honestly, who's going to take you seriously just like that?
Dev's mouth went to protest, but his brain thought better of it. Zerigold opened the casket.
Here, Santoro, try his sword. It's an ivory hilt. It has an ivory hilt.
Santoro twisted around to show Zerigold the non-regulation sword strapped across his back. The wide, rectangular blade made it look like one of Gristle and the butcher's oversized meat. One of Gristle the Butcher's oversized meat cleavers.
I have my own.
Sorry, wrong voice. Okay. I have my own, he growled.
Course, for now. But you'll be guild leader soon enough, won't you? Bastor might be all the muscle, but he's no youngster. All that soot in his lungs, puffing and no-easing. He won't be in charge much longer. Fresh blood, that's what this village needs, and who better than you? You, with a gleaming new sword from old Zerigold. At a discount rate, of course.
Santoro didn't even look at him. I'm here to guard Dev, nothing else.
Zerigold bowed and shuffled backwards, as if in the presence of royalty.
It was another few hours before Dev was finished. A few more hours for his mind to stew on everything that had happened that day.
the Washbus, Santoro and the Carrots, the Mayor, the Band from Flemba Day, the Book 2, the Bright, Beautiful Flemba. Also, I think I accidentally didn't upload Chapter 8. He discovered a Flembery book, because Sarah Gold had a collection of world books, and they're banned, by the way. Books are banned in Eden. And he discovered it can, like, it tells him how to transfer Flemba and stuff. And he did an experiment on Mina's bear. You may have been up for that. I don't know. I think I didn't upload it. Accident. Sorry about that. Anyway. I have not. I'm sorry. No. Sorry for that interruption. Right. The Band from Flemba Day, the Book 2, and the Bright, Beautiful Flemba. Boja Bear's terrified screaming. Poor, distraught Mina. All these memories rolled around and around in his head, taking it in turns to remind him of how, for all his efforts to help, he only ended up making everything worse. Here in this antique shop, however, he had finally managed to do some good. Every vase now glistened, every pot shone, every weird stuffed ferret thing was still a weird stuffed ferret thing, if I'm honest, only now with all the cheese brushed out of its fur. Zeragold carefully positioned them each back inside his shop until everything looked normal again. Better than normal, in fact. His shop was now cleaner than it had been before, complete with a fresh lemony scent in the air. Right, hold on! Dev pushed on his aching arm and stood up. His spine clicked loudly as he stretched, leaning all the way back until he was staring at the ceiling. At the golden heart glinting above Zeragold's head.
Took you long enough,
Zeragold snorted.
Maybe this will teach you some patience, eh, boy?
Yes, Dev nodded, still staring at the heart. The huge, shining lump of gold dangling just out of the reach. Remember, they need gold for the experiment. Hang on, what are you there for the experiment? Somebody please tell me how I can go check. Oh, yeah! Sorry, you were there. Okay, yeah. So you know that it needs gold.
Gold. Gold! The one thing he left out of his Flemba experiment. What are you waiting for? Some kind of thank you? You can shove it up your bum! It's getting late, and you've already wasted too much of my precious time. Get out!
Zeragold scuttled towards him like a grumpy speckled pig, shooing Dev through the door and out into the street. Yes, you heard me right. He did say speckled pig.
Finally, Santoro stood outside, arms crossed. What took you so long?
Dev stammered out a few indignant noises.
Yeah, great, whatever. Santoro yawned.
I actually did yawn. Coincidence. No joke. Because I was slightly tired. Let's get you home. The warm afternoon sun had already begun to fade, burying itself in the ocean and throwing delicate orange washes across the cloud. Lanterns plink, plink, plinked alight as Dev and Santoro walked beneath them. Past the cozy glowing windows, through delicious smells of wafting out from each open doorway. Then there was a loud noise and all the lights went out.
Generator!
Someone shouted from the shadows.
Generator! Generator! Generator!
Santoro sighed, grabbing Dev's wrist and yanking him across the marketplace. Come on, he said, guild duty. Dev broke free of his brother's grip, but continued on alongside him. Down a side street, between grumbling residents and giggling children. Until the path opened out onto a rocky peak. He peered over the edge at all the lights of Lower Eden twinkling below them. They're all fine
down here, there. It must just be us. Santoro was staring at a large generator half embedded in the rock face. Thick grey smoke spilled out from its clunking pistons. Something inside fizzed and popped. Dev stood beside his brother. I fixed more of these than I can remember, he smiled. So have I. Santoro swung his boot forward into the generator's metal roll cage. Sparks burst out from them both. He kicked it again and again, gritting his teeth as he lashed out, denting it, breaking it. Wait! Generator is an engine. Energy goes in, energy comes out. It's all a very delicate process. You can't just attack it. I can. I am. Santoro, stop it. You're not going anywhere near it, if that's what you're thinking. Just let me try. I can hardly break it any more than you. Santoro stared at Dev for a moment and stepped back. Go on, then. Use that supposedly amazing brain of yours. Dev knelt down in front of the generator and traced his fingers over the casing. Aura refractor working. Clicky widget working. Numperclaws, he whispered, ticking them off in his brain. Fluxinator, fine. Aliotelepops. His thumb smeared through a patch of sticky oil, following it around the side of the machine. Suddenly, his whole hand sunk into a glob of black glue. Aha! He yelled before yanking out a rather hot, oily carrot. Carrot. Instantly, the generator bumped back into life, humming as if nothing had happened.
You like my hum?
I liked my hum. It was very good. Beautiful. It was wounded by this. Dev waved the carrot at Santoro. Space fleet must have found a new monster to attack. Santoro grabbed the carrot and turned to the villagers gathering them. The guild has fixed the generator. You can all go back to your homes now. But I fixed it. The guild has fixed it. Santoro insisted, marching back towards the warm, well-lit glow of Middle Eden. Dev felt his bottom lip start to quiver. After the day he had, it was nice to finally do something helpful. But Santoro wouldn't even let him have that. Felt unfair. It felt cruel. And so Dev did the only thing that he could think to do. He turned away from his brother. He ran. And that's the end of our chapter. Sorry I haven't uploaded in a while, but hope you've all survived without Flemble. Anyway, I'll see you another time. See you next time. Bye.